Welcome to Green Acres. I want everybody to give a big hand to Mr. Niall Cuthbertson, who is the owner and proprietor of Green Acres.
Thank you so much. And I'd like to say hello to everyone and make yourself welcome at Green Acres. Most of all, I'd like to welcome Bella Fleck and the Flecktones. How about it? You good for it?
Thank you. Is this the place? Green Acres once again. How's it going, everybody? Good to see you guys. Anybody here from Wilkesboro? Anybody here from the Wilkesboro Festival? Anybody here from the Horde Tour? Any bluegrass fans out there? Any jazz fans out there? Yeah. Sounds like Green Acres to me. All rules are temporarily suspended. Tonight's concert is dedicated to the memory of Elvis Aaron Presley. Yeah. I'd like to continue on with the proper reverence by introducing the band to you guys, even though you probably know everybody already. Starting with the man from the future. Came all the way back from the year 2050. To show us how the drums are being played in the future. I can see that something he has eaten in the present is disagreeing with him at the moment. He brought with him his invention, the Synthax Drumitar, which he put together from parts from his time travel apparatus. Everything okay? Is it a Rolaids moment? Please welcome Future Man.
Green Acres is the place to be. Farm living is a life for me. Land stretching out for far and wide. You can't keep Manhattan, just give me that countryside. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Well, this is the drum set. My fingers are the drumsticks. Y'all getting this? A lot of different colors. A lot of different sounds. Dynamics, check it out. So. Drums. Everybody got it?
Shucks, folks, I'm speechless. Well, I'm not here to talk about myself yet. I'm here to introduce you to this guy on stage who's very, very shy. He doesn't like to talk much, and he's very introverted. And he's kind of hiding behind me right now. He's the Flecktones' secret weapon. Victor, are you going to come out and play? He's not sure. You want Victor to come out and play? Victor Lamont Wooten on the bass.
Thin Flecktone on the blues harmonica, diatonic harmonica, keyboards, a whole mess of instruments. Please welcome the amazing Howard Levy. We'll be right back. Big Flectone on the five-string banjo. Making about his 100th appearance here at Green Acres. All the way from New York City. But he says you can keep Manhattan. The Jed Clampett of the 90s. How about for Mr. Baylor Flat? Thanks a lot. Thank you. Those of you in the back of the room, back of the great outdoors, may not be able to read my shirt real closely. It is the 24-hour Church of Elvis shirt. And we trust that Elvis will protect us from the rain, and if it rains, he will protect us from the flu symptoms and cold symptoms that may accompany rain. Also want you to think about the fact that Elvis could be here somewhere. It's very dark. And with that thought, I trust you will enjoy this next number. Thank you. Thanks a lot. That's Magic Fingers from the UFO Tofu album. We're gonna play. We're gonna slow it down a little bit. Play a pretty song from the album. By the way, UFO Tofu is a brand new album by the Flecktones. It's been out for about a month. Maybe some of you guys know about it. And late last year, we had the great honor of playing a whole tour opening shows for Bonnie Raitt in Europe. Any Bonnie fans out there? Well, we're all big Bonnie fans up here. In fact, I consider her to be the royal grand poobah of the slide guitar. The holy mama of the slide guitar. While we were on that tour, she gave me this slide, said, why don't you try this thing on your banjo? I guess she didn't like the way I normally play. Decided to write a tune out of the experience, and it is entitled Bonnie and Slide. Thank you. Thanks a lot. That's Bonnie and Slide. We're going to carry on with a number from the brand new album. This is a tune that got titled after we had a dessert out of Steve and Donna's house here at the Acres. Dessert was made up of chocolate pudding with Cool Whip on top and a graham cracker crust on the bottom. A friend of ours named Sybil made it, and it was entitled Sex in a Pan. Thank you. Oh, we'll get to that. We'll get to that. Okay. Yeah, we'll get to the sinister thing a little bit later. We're going to do another set. Yeah, we're going to do another whole long set. We're just warming up here. This first set is just to get warmed up. How's the rain? Is it still holding off? Okay, good. We should be able to go for a while. Good. Play this one more and take a little break and then come back and play till the sun comes up. In London. Thanks a lot. We'll be back in a little while.
Thank you.
Hi, we're back. How was the break? Everybody got their attitudes adjusted? Howard, maybe we could do a New Orleans good birthday here for, we got a couple of birthdays. One for Brian Beatty. Martha is behind the stage somewhere. Angela. Happy birthday to Angela. Angela and Brian, happy birthday. Thanks a lot. That was a Howard Levy tune from the UFO Tofu album, entitled Seresta, which is a South American courtship song. And a lot of people have been asking us lately why there are no vocals in the Flectones, and I want to clear that up right now. So a lot of people have been asking. And actually, the fact is, ever since Elvis has been gone, I just don't really think there's been a really fantastic singer. Except maybe John Cowan. So until John Cowan decides to sit in or Elvis comes back, I'm afraid we're going to be an instrumental band. And I just wanted to clear that up for you folks here at Green Acres. Okay, I got it. We got it. We're going to do the title tune from the UFO Tofu album, which means that it's entitled UFO Tofu. I just like to say that a lot. Want to try it? UFO Tofu. Nice job. You might be wondering about that song. Some of you guys may have noticed that UFO Tofu spells the same thing backwards, if you start backwards. It also spells UFO Tofu, and any phrase or kind of thing. We're going to go into a little seminar right now about what that is. That's called a palindrome. Ever heard of a palindrome? Of course you have. Well, for anybody who's not sure, a palindrome is a word or a phrase that spells the same thing forwards as it does backward. Mom. Bob. Radar. Yeah. Oh, I think Future Man has a palindrome for you.
Did somebody say Bob?
Yeah.
Yo, Bob. Mug a gumbo boy.
Believe it or not, spells the same thing backwards. Anybody else got one? Oh, here's Howard.
I have one that applies to a situation that just happened on stage. God, a dog.
Go hang a salami. I'm a lasagna hog.
That's right, folks. Spells the same thing backwards. I happen to be partial to Sit on a Potato Pan, Otis. That's my personal favorite at the moment. Anyway, you're probably wondering what this has to do with anything. But the fact is that it does have something to do with this next song. And what we did is we tried to do some musical palindromes, which means we play the same musical line forward, and then we turn around and play it backwards. And that's what this next tune is all about. Let me just show you what this opening line sounds like forward, and then we'll show you what it sounds like backward. Howard's gonna play for you backward. So what's going to happen here is we're going to play that little phrase forward, then we're going to play it backward, then we're going to play it forward and backward at the same time, but you have to listen because it happens real fast. Then, this is the play-by-play, by the way. This is for the hearing impaired. Future Man is going to... Then we're going to segue into an unrelated tune for about 2 minutes. Unrelated tune. 2 minutes. Then we're going to hit this really long series of complicated notes, say about 100 notes, really complicated. Counting in tens, 100 notes, roughly. Real long, this will be the long palindrome, right, long. Then we will repeat the intro figure 4 times, forward and backward, at the same time. Then we will play this long palindrome phrase, 100 notes or so, about 100. 100 notes backwards. Then we'll play that backwards. Then, then we shall return to this unrelated melody that we played for about 2 minutes a while back, except this time we'll do about 1.5 minutes. Before playing the intro backwards to complete the song. Okay. So that's what's gonna happen. Got it? Okay, here we go.